and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with... But usually today is Thursday. It's usually Trish Clark. Trish is back, not here. So then it was going to be Ted Leidy. Ted goes, yeah, I'm here, I'm there. And then yesterday afternoon he goes, I forgot. I've already signed a video photographer coming. They're doing video, videos of different, gun exercises. And he said, you're going to be there, right? Well, it's going to be difficult to do that, Ted. So Ted's not here. So it's going to be me by myself. Mano a mano. With Scott Seaton here in a minute. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the 23rd of September, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The healing starts here. Jared's there with the news and I'm sorry, with the weather, and I'm here with the AQI, and Pat Karch is running around in circles trying to keep the Arrakis up. Here we go.
Good morning. It is currently 74 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 97, a low of 62. Tomorrow, high of 98, low of 60. And then on Saturday, it's going down with a high of 91, a low of 57. Sunday, high of 88, a low of 55.
Oh, those lows are cool.
On Monday,
you can open up your windows.
On Monday, we have a slight chance of rain after 11 a.m., a high near 84,
and a
low
of 84.
Around 53.
It's time to turn the sprinklers off on the yard.
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay. Hey, the rating air quality index this morning is, but I say 14. It's good. Yeah. Yesterday was up. It's kind of moderate. But back today, even though we've got the Fond Fire going right now, the Fond Fire is out there by Mountain Gate. And it was last night at 10 o'clock. It was 60 acres, but zero contained started out there, and it's really rough terrain. But they had helicopters and a couple of aircraft dumping on it. So you can see the smoke in the air this morning. I think everybody's so in tune to smoke. Linda's driving home from the stables yesterday. She goes, there is a fire. And she used to tell me, well, it's in this direction. Now she can tell me almost grid coordinates. Grid coordinates. Yes, it's west of this, it's south of this. So anyway, your weather and your air quality index comes to you from the offices in the business of Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives just wonderful service and takes care of the customer. Since all the propane comes out of one big tank, it's the customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has cornered the market on that one. You can give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business, like I said, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. And sitting across from me is the world-famous...
I don't know if I go that far.
The maestro of the world, Scott Seaton. Good morning, buddy.
Great to be here.
You know, Scott, I hate to say this to you, but, you know, you've always walked in here. You know, your hair is always just a little bit longer. You always look like you were, like, 15 years old. And you look a little bit older today.
It's the goatee, isn't it?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look. Oh yeah, there is something there.
There's a little something.
There's a little something there. But you've been married now for 2 years.
Just about. A couple more weeks.
Yeah. So what do you got for the what's the second anniversary?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I've been getting her more into running, and we're going to be in LA running a 10K.
Here's your wedding present, your anniversary present, honey. You're going to run 6.2 miles at a fast pace. I'm going to be there right beside you going, you can do better. You can do better. Reach out. Stretch out. Stretch out.
No, but, you know, it'll be nice. You know, it's in Manhattan Beach, so nice finish on the pier, Oh. Get a drink afterward, nice breakfast, that sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
That's great. I bet she's a nice lady. I kind of follow you, like we were talking about, I kind of follow you from afar just through Facebook because, you know, it's not like we hang out. You and another young man that's worked with us also, Connor, used to do all of our sports. Mm. And it's also, he just got married too.
Oh, okay.
But it's a, I'm glad to see that our younger generation is getting married and hopefully reproducing.
Yeah.
Like this. Anyway, Scott is the conductor of the North State Symphony, and you just do a wonderful job, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You really do. I've gone to symphonies here, and I truly enjoy them. So the season's starting again. Talk to me about it.
Yes, yes. First live concert in 18 months is this weekend. it's still weird to say. You know, especially since I don't know what day it is. I don't know what year it is. But, yeah, after 18 months, we are going to do our first live concert.
I think it's the 23rd, 2021. I mean, you know what? I used, you know, my joke was my New Year's resolution was never to use the term 2020 again. Mm-hmm. Now I think my New Year's resolution is never use the term 2020 or 2021 again. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been a long year and a half. And, you know, hopefully a lot of people still, you know, we kept engaged with people last year. It was difficult, but we were able to produce several virtual concerts throughout the season and release those to our membership. And, you know, because people need music. And everyone is thrilled to get back into the Cascade Theater, back into Lacson Auditorium this weekend. And this whole season is going to be Run Giant Growth. We're calling it Crescendo. So the musical term crescendo just means increasing or getting bigger. And so we're starting off on a smaller scale just because when we planned the season, we had no idea what to expect. You know, we had no idea what would be happening right now. And, you know, we're happy, you know, there's no wood around to knock on, but we're happy that things are at least somewhat positive and that we can get back into the hall in some aspect. And so this first concert, we're doing a piece written by Igor Stravinsky, which most people know the name Stravinsky. Huge name in the early 20th century. You know, this guy was one of the iconic composers of that age and a true revolutionary, especially when his career was starting in the 1909, 1910s. And we're doing a piece of his written in 1917 and 1918. And it's called L'Histoire du Soldat, or The Soldier's Tale. And it was a piece written, of course, you know, think about that time period. We're, you know, Russian Revolution, we're World War I, global pandemic in 1918. So, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And he was living in Switzerland, couldn't have his large ballets performed, his you know, Rite of Spring, Petrushka, Firebird, all these ballets needed 100 people on stage. Could not do that. Very similar to now. Very tangential. And so he was like, I need to make money. I gotta live. He was very poor at this time. Very poor. He was getting gypped from lots of authorities because he couldn't, like, some publishing rights. So he lost the rights to his own music. So he was finding ways to, like, rearrange and try to do things. But nonetheless, nothing could be performed right now. So he's like, what can I do? So he had an interesting idea for collaboration, and he created a piece that's not exactly a concert piece, it's not exactly a theater piece, and it's not exactly ballet, but it's all three. And he meshed them together, and the piece calls for seven musicians, it calls for four main acting parts, it calls for a couple supporting parts, and then they're... some performances have dancing roles, and we will have that as well. So we're collaborating with Shasta College and director Dr. Gregory Thorson to create this production of The Soldier's Tale. And in a nutshell, it's the story of happiness. It's a story of always trying to find the next best thing.
Oh.
The grass is greener on the other side. Of course, that presents problems, as you can imagine. You know, it's a story of never being quite content with what you have. And so the main characters are the soldier, the devil, and there's a narrator, and then there's a small speaking role of a princess, and then there's a couple dancers. So this soldier is, you know, he's on leave, kind of marching along, sits down, you know, he's thinking about how good everything is, and then the devil appears. Temptation.
Uh-huh.
He's going to give the guy, the soldier's like happy, he's playing his violin.
Uh-huh.
Devil comes along, I can give you wealth, riches, fortune. Take this book. It tells everything you need to know. He's like, just, you know, trade the violin. So, of course, he makes a bad decision. And this plagues him throughout the story. And, you know, it's a story that's complemented with, you know, incredible musicians, incredible music. There's dances. There's a recurring, it's like a soldier's theme where you can tell it's very... The music itself is very Russian-oriented. It's still got that Russian folklore tinge to it. But at the same time, it's almost like it's a almost like you're in a French cabaret or something, or you're in a salon of some kind. So it's very intimate. And you know, the violinist at one point is playing a tango, this very seductive music, and you know, there's the dancing going on, and at one point the trombone, it's like he's always representing like the marching along, and so you'll hear all the instruments play these sort of character themes at one point or another, but they're all very organic, very flexible, and the way that Stravinsky, you know, creates combinations of colors and sounds is really something to hear in this piece. And it's not the happiest of endings, but it's one to make us all reflect and think. But definitely very, you know, great music to come here in Stravinsky. Wow. You really can't go wrong with Stravinsky.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Hey, we're here with Scott Seaton. Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony. When's this going to be?
Well, this weekend, it's Saturday, right here in Reading at 7:30 p.m. in the Cascade Theater. There is a 6:30 p.m. pre-concert talk, and
let me recommend this. If you're going to go to this, and let me, trust me, I've never gone to a symphony here that I haven't thoroughly enjoyed, but be there at 6:30, and I'll tell you why. Scott comes out, and he talks about, just like he is now, with a little more information probably, and on about it. And are you going to have one of the artists out with you this time?
There might be the director and maybe some of the actors coming out, but we'll see.
Come out, because you've done that before too, which is just excellent. And you sit there and you thoroughly enjoy yourself. Do not be afraid to applaud. Just don't, not while they're playing, but at the end of each one. I remember that in the paper. Somebody said, people here are so tacky. And you came back and said, that's not true. There's, you know, you don't applaud during the playing of that set.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
but at the end of it, it's okay for some polite applause.
Sure. If you know, it feels appropriate, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're not a you won't turn around and throw your baton at people or anything.
No, that'd be funny though. That'd be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. Okay, that's going to be this Saturday at 7:30. That was a beautiful, beautiful description of this. The soldier makes the wrong decision.
But,
which,
you know,
isn't the first time. You know, I've been on Liberty before.
Yeah, well.
And, but, no, but I see. But it at the end, though, there's redemption. And, maybe not. Okay, we got to see this.
You know, but it's good, though, because, you know, there are moments during the piece where you can tell he's really happiest when he does throw away. He gets rid of his wealth, brings back the violin, like tries to take it back. And, you know, he's happiest just being in the present, playing music.
Right.
You know, the moral of the story is just, you know, it's about love and family and contention and just...
And being happy with what you have.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you can't want more and work at it.
Right.
But to give up things that make you happy for material things, it doesn't work for you.
Exactly.
Eventually you'll be upset.
Right, right. So eventually, you know, the devil does, you know, have his due, but and all in all, you can tell the times when the soldier has acquired his violin back and is just in the moment and present, and then there's a part of the story where he goes, and because he's a medical doctor, he goes and, like, cures the princess, and they're living happily for a split second. Yeah. But that all kind of falls
apart. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if during COVID I can take this. Anyway, this is going to be at the Cascade Theater. Be there at 6:30 on Saturday. It starts at 7:30.
Yes.
But if you're there at 6:30, you get, you know, it's open seating, I'm sure, or maybe. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference because then you get to hear Scott explain
right.
the whole concert, the whole symphony to you. And it makes it better. So thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Carl.
Well, I hope we can. This is just once this kicks off. How often will you be back?
Well, like I said, so we're starting. You know, the beginning of our crescendo is now, and then in November we'll have a little Mahler coming up and a little bit larger orchestra. We're going to go out again in February, and of course our holiday concerts. The whole season built
okay.
to May 2022.
Okay.
When we're going to finally.
Get everybody out there.
Get to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The piece we were supposed to do in May 2020. So
yeah.
2 years after the fact, we will finally
get
all those people, 160 people together in Laxon Auditorium, singing about unity, about brotherhood, coming together, having the orchestra play that famous Ode to Joy theme. And I really can't wait for that.
Neither can I.
Yeah.
Neither can I. Hey, thanks so much, my friend.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for what you do for our area up here.
Oh, thank you, Carl. And one thing I have to say,
sure.
Everyone in the Reading area, of course, Blake Fisher is a big downtown presence. He is the soldier, just so everyone knows. So
is that right?
Yeah, you have Blake to come out and see Blake.
But it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Been in the business about the same time that we started. This is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. He's got all the accessories that you need. He's the best gunsmith around. Veterans get discounts there. John Bastiani is just a good guy. And and it's locally owned, locally operated. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Pre-Fi Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's 7:25 in the morning, 9 on the 23rd of September. Don't miss the annual 5K CareNet Race Walk Run. Starting at 9:30 Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay, proceeds will go to CareNet, a local nonprofit pregnancy resource center. Plus, there'll be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. Sign up online at carenet.redding.org. Okay, we've got an evacuation order just coming in.
This is from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for the Fawn Fire burning in the Mountain Gate area. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office is issuing an evacuation warning in the area north of Bear Mountain Road from Kitty Hawk Lane east to Moss Drive. Residents under the warning should be prepared to leave the area in case of increased fire activity.
So. That's, you know what, that's close. I mean, Mountain Gate, that's right down the road here. You know, I'm just not, I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, they arrested some woman out there that may have had something to do with the fire. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But that's what they thought. It's tough terrain out there. But now it's reaching areas where people are living, so they're giving out warning orders that you may have to evacuate your homes again. How long has this been going on? This is July, right? It started in July, beginning of July. And now it's here we are in the end of September. And unfortunately, people tell me that live in this area that September, October are the big fire months around here. I don't know how they can get any bigger. I don't really know how they can get any bigger than what we've had so far. I mean, we don't even give updates of the Dixie Fire anymore.
Because, well, if you are interested, it's 94% contained.
Well, yeah, well, that's good. How many acres?
963,000.
How about the Calder Fire?
Let's see, that's 76% contained. Okay. Size, it's 220,000 acres.
Antelope Fire, I know, is pretty much 100% contained up there in the weed area. But, you know, and now we've got this one.
Yeah, Antelope's 95%.
Yeah, I knew it was a lot. Okay, the air quality index is back to being decent again. We should be hoping we're going to be getting some rain at the lake level. I almost hate to bring this one up, as the lake level for Lake Shasta is, how far down is it? It's 172 feet down. So it's 894 feet still left in the lake, though. That's lots of water left in that lake. However, there's various spots. If you look at Holiday Harbor, they have moved their, houseboats way out. But now, since it's in September, they're going to start pulling them out of the water and getting ready for next year, hoping that it rains. Now, when you hear these things and you see the how empty, not empty, but how far down the water is in Lake Shasta, you think, you know, experts have said before, oh, it'll take years to get back up. Well, this happened before a few years ago since I've lived here, and in 1 year it filled up. We had a lot of rain, we had a snowpack and all this. But it'll be interesting to see, what's gonna happen this fall. Now, we kind of went over last time on our with our guest. I wanted Scott, because Scott was on the run today, that I wanted to hear everything about the symphony this Saturday. And if you haven't, you know, some people may not think of me as a symphony kind of guy. And I have to admit, I have not gone to many of them. However, I went to one when, you know, a couple of years ago now, since we couldn't have it last year. I try to go to one every year because it is truly, truly a satisfying experience. Like I said, you get there early, and Scott talks about it, talks about the symphony, about the, you know, about the composers. He talks about this, and it helps you. I really believe it helps you understand, you know, the symphony, but also a lot about the people who wrote this, you know, had lives that you can't believe, you know, horrible lives, yet produced such wonderful music. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I don't want to be whittling mouth pick. Biscuits are picking at you, but your lake level is incorrect.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Well, you got, what the lake is reading is above sea level.
Okay.
So you got to remember the lake is starting at probably 650 feet.
Oh, it says, it's. I'm sorry, you're right, it says MSL, 894.
Yeah, so actually, you know, on my depth finder out in the lake, it's barely over 200 feet.
Oh. Because it starts at the 600-foot level.
Yeah, whenever the lake starts. And I know the city of Redding's about 560 or 580.
Yeah.
So I know the lake's a little higher than that.
Well, it says here, though, is the level is 100. Okay, I'm taking this off the Lake Shasta water level, and that's off of lakesonline.com.
Yeah, I look at that every morning.
Okay.
I look at the exact thing.
So when it says here water level is 894, you're saying they're adding the elevation in that?
Correct. It's just like the 1,067 it says when it's full.
Yeah.
That lake's not 1,067 feet deep.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So that's elevation above the sea level.
Oh. You know what, Chris? Thank you so much for that. You know, I
and
just...
that's on all the lakes, so that's the way they're...
I know what MSL is, but I just... I don't ever... you know, I don't include that in there. Well, you know what? I love this show. I love you guys. I love you guys.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just...
Oh, I know you're not, but you're just saying, hey, Carl, you're right. It is 172 feet, you know, below the MSL, but the MSL is 500 feet more than the lake. So
at least that, exactly.
Yeah, so we're talking about 250, 300 feet of water left.
Exactly. That's a lot of water.
But that's still a lot of water.
It's still a lot of water. Trust me, it's a lot.
A lot of water. What's the fishing like there? I've seen a couple of times people are saying that. I see people pulling big fish out of there. Is the fishing still good?
Yeah, but it's tough. Especially if we get any wind,
yeah.
the water murks up so bad.
Yeah,
you got all that shoreline exposed to the sun; it's dried out. And if we do get a good wet year, that lake's not going to be fishable for a while. But it's going to be really muddy.
Yeah, a lot of silt.
I mean, look at all the face of the bank that's up exposed in the heat. That's a lot of dust and dirt that's going to run off.
Well, you know, somebody just mooned us. Through our window here.
Was it a full moon or just a half moon?
No, it was just a half moon. It was just half moon me. So it would have been a full moon, but, you know, it turns out I know him. So, you know, but you can never guess what's going to happen here. So that's interesting. Now, where do you launch at?
Right now, I'm no longer going to go out because it's
just too tough, huh?
Yeah, you know, Jones Valley, I don't know if you've been out there. I mean, that is that is treacherous to launch there.
Yeah. Well, I saw it went by Antlers and a few times, and there's just no water there.
Well, the Antlers Resort is down at Cinnamoody now.
Oh.
They moved all the houseboats and all their docks. This is Cinnamoody.
Yeah, but you know where the where you have the launch right there next to the freeway? There's nothing there.
Oh, there's nothing there. There hasn't been any there.
No.
Probably
May. Yeah, it's been a month at least.
Well, it's been longer than that. I remember... driving down the Antlers ramp and driving out on the ground out there underneath the bridge.
Oh, wow.
It was so low. You could drive out there. You don't even need four-wheel drive.
Gee.
You know, it's...
It's tough out there, guys.
It's tough, and we need a good wet year.
Oh, I do.
We make the fishing tough, but that's okay. We'll take the water.
I'd rather have the water.
Between the silt and the ash, it's going to be pretty murky if we do get a good wet year.
Well, you know, it's one of the things they're saying also about Lake Tahoe. They're afraid Lake Tahoe, you know, so it's, you know, it's famous because it's so clear.
That lake may be changed forever.
It could be. It could be changed forever. The Calder fires, it crested twice. Or the Dixie fire, I'm sorry. It crested twice over the, into South Lake Tahoe, you know, because, you know, and of course they evacuated South Lake Tahoe. They're saying that the ash and the runoff this year, if they get water, Good.
Yeah, between the acid,
totally change it.
What organic matter is going to flow off in there. The next thing you know, you've got all different types of bacteria and plankton and so forth.
Wow.
That lake may never be clear again.
Wow. That's terrible. And, you know, the whole thing on this is you can't prevent fires. You can, but what you can do is you can work like hell to prevent them from being this bad. That's what I am. You know, mitigate. Can't prevent them, but you can mitigate them.
Our forest management has been absolutely atrocious.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. I will from now on. So you're saying when you're out in the middle of the lake, how much water?
Oh, you can get in a deep channel. There's probably 340.
Okay. That's still a lot of water. Still a lot of water.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You bet. Okay, let's take a break on that. I love her. You know what? I really, really love our chat room. Love our callers. I've asked questions before, and the chat room's answered them correctly. People calling in saying, hey, I don't want to pick at you, but this is, you know, it's mean sea level is where they're measuring from, and he's right. Because, you know, when you're flying, you get that MSL. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, I am sure about this one, though, Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is our bank. We moved to this bank because of the service and the people there. We're a local business. They're a local business. They're a local board of directors. They help so many people. During the time when that first PPP came out, that payroll protection plan, when other banks couldn't do it, they would send them to Cornerstone Community Bank. And, of course, when people saw that, they just, okay, here's somebody that's going to help me. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And, Anderson, you're getting your own branch down there pretty soon. We'll be right back, 7:36 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, and there's like 300 feet of water in Lake Shasta.
I rode out of Kansas City, going south to Mexico. I was running, dodging danger, left the girl that I loved so. Far behind lay Kansas City and the past that I had earned. 20 notches on my six-gun mark, the lessons I had learned.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU excellent service and work directly for the community.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of TCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with, well, it's usually Trish Clark today, but Trish is on a little trip. Yeah, so I call on my friends to come in and help me out here because I can't talk for 2 hours by myself, even though that some people think I can. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, part of my bocce ball team, let me down. It's probably because he was in the Army or Air Force or something like that. We kicked butt. Hey, KQMS, kick your butt the first game. Then they opened up the beer tent. That was it. We came back and Q97 has ringers. That's all I can say. But then we came back into to take on KQMS. And let me tell you that one of the wives of their jocks over there is a ringer. She would throw the ball in the air, which you're not supposed to do. Well, okay, it really wasn't that bad. It had hit and roll up to where it's supposed to be and kill us. So after they opened the beer tent, my team banded together and drank beer and lost the match. Okay. But thank God he's an artist when it comes to granite and slate and marble, because he can fix your house like you can't believe. He truly will come in. He comes in for a free consultation. He'll, you know, he'll talk with you, see what you want, and you give him the keys to your house, my friends, truly. And when you come back, it's a work of art. He does wonderful, wonderful work. A state grant, he's so busy, he works by appointment only. So you give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategrant.com. That's Mike Huber. It's a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Randall Hemplin, who just walked in right now.
Yeah.
He mooned me from outside. Yeah, okay, he didn't pull his pants down. It was just a symbolic mooning.
Well, come Christmas, I'll give you a pressed ham. You know what that is?
Yeah, I know exactly what that is. Hey,
I'm going to the symphony.
Are you?
Got my tickets. Yeah, we
got your vaccination card?
Yeah, of course. I was in San Francisco and I had to have it to, you know, go to the bathroom. I mean, you needed it for everything down there. We have season tickets. We've gone forever.
Did you ask to see
the this is the finest symphony that, anywhere.
Oh, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
You know what? And for people that are saying, Randall Hemplin, that name sounds familiar, just let me give you a quickie on him. He was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Twice.
Right. Retired. They brought in somebody behind him. It wasn't as good.
But
didn't work out.
There were issues.
Didn't work out. They brought him back on, and you gave him 90 days. You said, on the 91st day, I'm going to plane to Nepal.
Or Tibet,
Nepal, you know, they're all in that same area. And they said, hey, can you hang on for another 2 weeks? And you said?
No.
No? And you left.
Yeah.
Which is the way to do it.
Well, it was the day
he drives his Harley back and forth across the United States without a windshield, guys, for all your bike rides, Harleys.
Yeah.
And you know what that's like. He still has permanent indentations on his face from
his
sets.
Yeah, yeah.
You were at one time a professional poker player.
For about a year and a half.
You drove 18-wheelers.
Yeah, that's how I came to Reading the first time. My truck broke down right here back in 1966.
Here in Reading. And is married to a beautiful woman.
Indeed.
And a sweetheart of a lady.
Is, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you have a pretty dog.
A nice little guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he is, are you on the board or the president now, or chairman of the board?
Of what?
Of Partnership Health Plan.
I'm past chairman.
So you're on that, right?
Yeah, and I'm on the board of Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Finance Committee of One Safe Place. And chairman of what's called SHARC, which is the Shasta Area Health Council.
Okay.
Yeah. So I keep my hand in it.
I see.
And I get paid nothing for any of these, which means that they can fire me and I have no loss. No financial loss to being fired, and allows me to represent the community without any fear of being fired.
Fear
of
being fired.
Yeah.
Hey, are you following the border right now? How could you not?
No, I'm not fine with the border.
Following the border.
Of course. Yeah.
And, you know, the one that got to me this time was the horses. This was a made-up extravaganza.
It looked like a pretty good piece of wrangling to me.
To me, okay.
But that's how you move people. Police in New York move people the same way.
Exact same way. We have a very good friend. In fact, you're probably listening to the show right now. His dad wrote the definitive book on police horses, training police horses, and the use of police horses in crowds and all of this. And you just cannot believe the training they have to go through. So here's a photo of a border patrolman, a snapshot, you know, out of something where they, you know, how they can freeze frame it and make you look like you've got your head, you know, going through a wall. And the reins of the horse were in the air, and he was trying to keep people from coming across the border, which is his job. And they immediately said the border patrol are whipping people.
Yeah.
You know, the border patrol had to come out. We don't issue whips. We don't issue whips to our patrolmen. That wasn't a whip. Those were called reins. And you have to move those, you know, and when you're riding and this, and it looked like the horse was, you know, was moving, quickly, actively, those reins will go up in the air or whatever. He uses those reins to control the horse. Also, he swings those reins, around to keep people in a circle next to him to keep people away from the horse so they don't get hurt or the horse doesn't get hurt.
And a horse will not naturally step on somebody.
Right.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, no, they won't. If they can avoid stepping on you, they will. And so here they are. They make this huge thing. They've taken horses off the border now. Well, then why don't they just, the Biden administration, why don't you just move everybody, move all the Border Patrol off? Just let them come in. Who cares anymore?
Well, you know, back when I took constitutional law, they had the issue of the border, the actual physical location of the border down around El Paso, and we had a treaty with Mexico. And Texas tried to have its own treaty, which you really can't do that.
Well, not because California the border has moved. California goes out and makes treaties with people.
We could move the border, you know, maybe 3 miles north, call that Neverland or whatever, and just
keep people in there.
Make it a new whatever and provide some, you know.
Why don't we move it 3 miles south?
Well, because then we'd be invading Mexico. We don't. That, now we'd go to war.
We missed our chance.
Mexico. Yeah,
we missed our chance on that a long time ago.
Yeah, we should have done that 1840s. Back in the day.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot. Yeah, there's just too many issues.
We should have done that. You said that out loud
back in 1836. Sure. Yeah. We could remember the Alamo and justify anything. I took Texas history.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I took American history at in Texas, and there was this one doctor, Dr. Neighbors, who happened to be a great-grandson, a great-great-grandson of a Colonel Neighbors, who did a lot of the work in Texas in terms of
Texas history.
It's fascinating. But we used to joke that if you took American history under Dr. Neighbors, you'd have to take the second half of American history under somebody else, or you wouldn't find out who won the Civil War.
We're going to take a break.
He's a Southern boy, I guarantee you.
Well, I'm glad you're here because we're going to talk about a number of things. And we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. This is our jewelry store of choice, obviously. They are such nice people there. They have a huge selection of jewelry, very fair prices. They design jewelry. They can build jewelry for you. They can repair jewelry. They can fix your watch. Say your watch battery goes out, you walk in, get the battery, walk out again. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman there. That's it. 2225 Hilltop Drive across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Randall Hemplin.
I'd probably run for president of the southern states. The day Elvis passed away would be our national holiday. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists, working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've been there in that area for 100 years. Yeah, you're not going to find a better car wash than Quick and Clean. One of those, you know, we drive through. I mean, it's got the brushless. It's, you come out, they have a special wax and soap they use that makes your car or truck come out absolutely clean. The people there then wipe it off with soft towels. Oh, yeah. They're located there at Market in Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. If you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. All Quick and Clean. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who was going to come on later, but I brought him in early so we could talk about things. Have we lost control of the border?
Lost control of it?
Yeah.
I don't think we've lost control of it. In so much as it's a mess.
Do we have?
You know,
it
is a controlled chaos.
Do you believe that there's some kind of that we have some kind of policy, a coherent policy along the border?
Yeah, apparently the policy right now is grab everybody and try to ship them out as fast as possible, and if you can't catch them, watch them run. it's illogic at best, but I don't know.
You're a strong advocate of vaccinations.
Oh, you think?
Well, you think.
Yeah,
I know.
And hospital business.
We'll get into this later on a more serious note. But on this one, we can't go to the Cascade unless we show a vaccination card.
Yeah.
And I understand. We're letting all of these people in. And Paskey, who is the White House, press secretary, says, well.
Jen Psaki.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Said they don't have to show vaccination cards to be vaccinated because they're not intending to stay.
I think I heard you say that yesterday, and then I looked it up. what she actually said is, we don't intend them to stay.
Is that exactly what you said?
That's pretty much what I thought. Which is, I can see where there'd be confusion, but the idea is they obviously intend to stay.
They obviously intend to stay. We've got millions here that obviously intend to stay.
They wouldn't have come here if they hadn't intended to stay.
So, and they're not even testing them, and while they're turning Haitians back, or so they say, there's still Haitians being sent into the interior who have not been tested. And it's not just they haven't been tested for COVID, which is bad enough. They haven't been tested for anything else, tuberculosis, diphtheria, you know.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a program to anybody that comes in. They get full setup. Well, they're doing what the Afghans are giving them, measles. They're giving them the DPTs. They're giving them all the stuff our kids get to make sure that they get them and COVID shots.
Well, that also – well, then here's the other thing, getting Afghanistan. We were supposed to pull out of Afghanistan those who have helped us. Those whose lives were going to be in danger because they were acting as interpreters, they were working in the government, they were helping the Americans, and yet that's not what happened.
Well, you and I both know that the last people out are the military guys. There should be a boot.
The last
foot that comes out is covered in a boot. You get your other people out first, and then the military goes out. That's the duty. That's the job. It's extraordinarily dangerous, of course. But that's the job. They should have come out last, should have gotten all these guys out as best we could, if we could find them.
As best we could. You would have, to me, when we gave a Bagram Air Base and the Taliban were moving through, that was the first indication that we were really going to be in trouble. But then to pull out all the military in Bagram, they just turned the lights off. The commander of Bagram Air Base, the Afghanistan general, walked in. All the lights were turned off. Everything was gone.
Yep.
And you may not want to be in Afghanistan. I can think of a lot of places. You know, did we need to get out of Afghanistan? Absolutely. But to do it like this?
Yeah, there's such
things. And to say that, that's okay.
A good strategic retreat can oftentimes be a very good offensive thing.
Yeah.
But this wasn't even a good tactical retreat. There wasn't even a good panic. It was just...
And so now we've got people that just loaded into planes so we could say we were rescuing people.
Yeah.
So there's 100,000+ Afghans come in that weren't vetted, that, you know, probably some of them are. Some of them are, you know, that helped us and all this, but we've got people coming into this country. We have no idea who they are.
Yeah. And at the same time,
what a mess.
Yeah, we're asking our allies, telling them we got their back and stuff like this. I wouldn't do a deal with me right now if I were a foreign country.
And then the French pulled their ambassador back because we undercut them with the Australians.
Yeah. Well, which in that particular
case, I can understand.
Yeah, that, you know, where they were buying second rate submarine. Who the hell buys a diesel submarine anymore? You know, it doesn't make sense to do that.
It doesn't. But there are ways of doing it.
There are ways.
Just don't let the French find out that they're, you know, they've got all these lined up, they got people working and all this, and that the Australians changed their mind because the Americans.
Yeah, the French make a very good personnel carrier. I mean, we could have swapped for some other, you know, items or
we still use diesel stubs for
and their missiles. Things. They make Exocet missile is a very good missile.
Yeah.
There's lots of things they could have converted to on that.
Is Mando a border expert?
No.
You're not a
border. Oh, God, no.
And you know what? And, Philip, neither am I. However, I do know that our border is – I just watch and I listen to the people down there. And if you listen to people in those cities, Del Rio had 12,000 Haitians, mainly Haitians, under a bridge there. That to me sounds like it's not working. So I don't know if you have to be a border expert to notice that.
Yeah, no, I just have an opinion about it. And by the same token, I don't like the wall. I think the walls would be a waste of money and would always be that. So, you know, I can still say it's a mess down there, and I don't think anybody would disagree that it's not a mess. Cause, we'll debate that. You know, what are we going to do as a result? Yeah, we debate that. But the issue is we've got to fix it. We've got to get on top of it at some level.
And
I don't believe it's incumbent upon a state to do it or try to usurp that for political reasons and make a big brouhaha about it and, you know, that... Which they're doing in Texas.
Well,
I'm a Texan, so I can understand why, but I don't necessarily care for it.
Well, I can tell you this, is that we got to run. First of all, Philip, Randall is no longer
at Shasta Regional Medical
Center. No, I was.
This was years ago.
Yeah, I was CEO from end of first of 2009 through 2013, and then again in 2018 for about 4 months.
Yeah. So he would not have statistics that you're looking for right now.
No.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the midst of multiple crises, including the catastrophe on the southern border, President Biden's poll numbers continue to tank. One poll in particular may be especially troubling for the Biden team. Iowa is a key battleground state, and the latest Des Moines Register Mediacom poll shows that just 31% of Iowa adults approve of Mr. Biden's job performance, 62% disapprove. The latest aspect of the border crisis concerns thousands of Haitians who have been camped out in Del Rio, Texas. Many of them are being allowed into the U.S. while others being sent back home. Amidst the confusion and chaos, the Biden administration special envoy to Haiti has resigned.
U.S. officials say Daniel Foote is protesting inhumane large-scale expulsions of Haitian migrants to their homeland wracked by civil strife and natural disaster. Foote was appointed to the position only in July following the assassination of Haiti's president. Even before the migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a very slow pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the president meeting with bickering Democrats trying to salvage his economic program.
With key votes coming up on his economic agenda, the president is trying to unite a divided caucus. The president's legislative priorities are at risk because of sharp disagreements among Democratic lawmakers. Liberals say they won't support a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal unless it's coupled with a $3.5 trillion tax and spend package. But moderate Democrats say that price tag is too high. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Wall Street rally this morning, the Dow up 498 points, NASDAQ ahead 153, the S&P up 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Taiwan racing to join a Pacific Trade Organization before China does. Otherwise, Taipei fears that Beijing could try to block its membership.
Taiwan has applied to join the trade group, which includes Japan, Canada, and Australia, just a week after China made its own application. The island's moving quickly because, as its chief trade negotiator put it, if China joins first, Taiwan's chance of becoming a member would be at risk. That's because Beijing believes Taiwan is part of China and prevents the island joining most international organizations as an independent body. If Taiwan does join the Pacific Trade Grouping, it would benefit its economy and provide it with some international recognition that it desperately seeks.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. At 351,000, the number of Americans applying for unemployment rose by 16,000 last week from the week prior. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Just a day after taking the job, Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General announcing new coronavirus guidelines.
Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Dr. Joseph Ladapo. He says the new rules allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to someone who has tested positive.
Quarantining healthy students is incredibly damaging for their educational advancement. It's also incredibly disruptive for families.
The CDC recommends a student should quarantine for 14 days if they are unvaccinated. It can be shortened to 7 days by testing negative. In Florida,
we are going to be following a symptoms-based approach. If somebody is symptomatic, of course, they stay home.
Unchanged are rules allowing schools in Florida to adopt mask mandates as long as students can opt out. I'm Ed Donahue.
And again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 478 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:05 in the morning here on the 23rd of September. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Trish Clark, who's usually with me, is traveling, and Randall Hemplings kind of joined me for
a little chit-chat.
To save me and chit-chat with me. Jared's at the helm, and they finally fixed the hardware back there.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we had a little kind of a snafu during one of the breaks. But
yeah, did you just decide to plug it back in, or what?
Yeah, we just restarted it.
Just restarted it.
No, as it wasn't quite
that easy. It wasn't quite that easy. Got it. Hey, what's the weather look like, buddy?
It's currently 74 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 97, a low of 62. Tomorrow a high of 98, a low of 60. On Saturday, a high of 91, a low of 57. Sunday, high of 88, low of 55. Chance of rain on Monday with a high of 84 and a low around 53. Looks like we have a chance of rain on Tuesday as well.
Okay.
So. Sounds like it's getting good.
Yeah. Air quality index is 14, which is good. Lake Shasta water level, which I just learned today.
Yeah, yeah, it's from sea level.
I kept saying, it's above sea level. MSL means sea level. And I've been saying is that the lake is down 172 feet, but there's 894 feet of water left in it. Well, that's at mean sea level, so there's like 300 feet of water left the lake, but which is still plenty of water. Yeah, it's a big lake.
Yeah.
So the weather and the AQI and lake levels, all that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that has won awards for hiring veterans there. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, and so it comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding in that. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and if you missed the first part where I had to go through 5 minutes of everything he's done in his life, I'm not going to do that again, but I can say that for another time. Yeah, I can say, though, is that he used to be the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
Retired. They brought him back on again a few years later. He was there for like 4 months until they got Casey in.
Yeah, I was there.
Casey Fatch. Yep. And then you have been the chairman of the Partnership Health Plan.
Yep.
And there's a lot to be said about that, and we're going to touch on that at some point, about the amount of money you all have saved the North State. We're talking millions and millions of dollars.
Multi-millions of dollars.
And we'll talk about why and how that happened. But he's also very much a vaccination advocate.
Yeah.
I was in
the Pfizer study. I was one of the guinea pigs.
And they're still paying you for that, right? Oh, by the way,
he was paid
by Pfizer to do this.
Yeah, $5.
$5
every week. Every week after I report in, I report if I have symptoms and the like, I get $5.
$5.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with that?
It's in a plastic. It's in a plastic card that I haven't used yet. I'm gonna.
Would you accumulate them?
I'll find out one of these. I'll go in and put it into an ATM and say how much have I got in here, and then I'll probably give it to my granddaughter. Or what I might do is what I've done to a lot of things like that is give it to Turtle Bay or something else and say here as a donation. Just give it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good to be part of the study, and I'm going to call them today.
Did you know what you had? Did they give you the
shot? I got placebo.
Okay.
But as soon as they opened it up and said, okay, this thing works, we were lined up and given the shot if we wished, which was a silly question. They asked me, well, you know, do you want to take the shot? And I said, well, I just did. I did it at risk, for heaven's sakes. And you think I'd not want to take it now? It's been proven to be efficacious.
Well, it was just sugar water anyway.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
The we're going through our second round of testing here at the station. We had one of our people who knew that she was having smoke, you know, from the smoke and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she was, you know, coughing a little bit, but not a lot. It wasn't like constantly. And one of our other employees said, I'm a little concerned about that because I have conditions. So she went down and got her one of those instant tests yesterday.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have COVID.
Good.
And now another one of our people, mom, may have been exposed to COVID.
Okay.
So she may have been, which means he may have been exposed. Oh. So we're isolating him in one of our rooms here. And when he comes out, he wears his mask.
I'm taking pretty much precautions now. When I go, I went to my Rotary Club meeting yesterday, and I wore a mask. Because I think anytime you're indoors in a group, I think you ought to wear a mask.
The people in the Emmys don't. I mean, they had like 1,000 of them stuffed into that one little spot.
Well, I don't compare myself.
And the mayor of San Francisco doesn't think you should.
I don't compare myself to them. I do what I believe to be correct
for
in
you.
The moment. You know, and we're getting into flu season now.
Which there were no cases last year.
There were no cases.
That made it to the hospital.
And the reason for that is people were washing their hands probably as much as anything else, because you can catch a flu off surfaces as more so than COVID.
You know, frankly, there's parts of the COVID ruling that I like. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the 6-foot rule. Even though I just read where that was kind of arbitrary, but 6 feet, and I tell you why. That means that people aren't just right behind you.
Bingo. Yeah.
I don't like having people. I don't like crowding in on me.
No, I like to have a lot of room.
Yeah, I like that. And now I've got a reason.
I walked in here today and you and I didn't shake hands. And neither one of us thought anything of it. It's just kind of, hello. We just, you know, sometimes we'll shake hands, sometimes we won't. But
I guess not. You leap on me and hug me.
Well, that's because you're a bear kind of guy, a lovable fellow. A little more fur and you'd just be Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear. Don't get me started on that.
Oh, yeah.
Now we find out that now we find out that Smokey is a terrorist.
Yeah, he's the one that started all this. Protecting all these things.
Okay, well, let's. I've got like 4 minutes to the break, so let's hop into something. We talked a little bit about the border in this, and we talked about Ted Lighty was going to be here, but then had to cancel out. He and I were going to spend time talking about the withdrawal or the chaotic withdrawal in Afghanistan. That's nothing like we had seen in our combined 58 years of military and being in a lot of different places, two different services. You know, our paths cross, you know, at various places in the Middle East, as most of us do. But seeing something like that happen and then to have people say, oh, well, yeah, that was really bad. And, we left people back there. We still don't know how many people are back there.
Yeah.
We've left there trying to get out.
I really have a problem with, you know, and this goes back to a lot of management stuff. I think the military itself could have done a better job from the standpoint of, I think a lot of the leadership just went passive aggressive and didn't push back when Biden said, you know, we're going to be out on X date. You know, they just said, yes, sir. And, you know, you know as well as I do that you can say yes, sir, but you can also say yes, but, and give
it's your responsibility to say, if we do it the way you're saying, Mr. President, this is going to be a crap show.
Yep.
It's going to be the fact is that Taliban is moving all over the country. They're rolling up the forces. We've pulled back a lot of our support to the Afghan army. You can say that it's a 300,000-man army with the finest equipment, but unless we're there to help them maintain it as we have.
And air cover.
Or our air cover and drone cover, it's going to be a crap show. And that nothing was said, and when you give a date like that, they didn't even say, look, we're going to withdraw, and we're going to be doing it soon. You need to
stop where you are, Taliban.
Yeah, just
let us
away.
Get our people out of there, get our people vetted, get them out of there, or we're going to just start launching 24-hour-a-day airstrikes.
Yeah.
And we don't care. We're going to stop you.
Yeah, that's why
we could have done that.
That's why I put a lot of the blame on the general staff for this stuff.
Well,
they should have pushed back, should have given better information. But what they did is, well, my butt is covered. I said the commander in chief said X, and I did X, so I'm covered.
Yeah, the Taliban.
And I don't think
Taliban
right.
weren't as big a threat as white nationalism is in the military.
Yeah,
don't get me started on that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Hey, you know
I
what?
Won't. I won't get you started because I don't want to talk about it.
No. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. You know,
I talk about healthcare.
The funny thing about this is, having been in the Marine Corps for a long time, and starting back in 1970, do we have racial problems? Yeah, we had racial problems. We addressed those. We addressed those problems. And are there still maybe racial problems? Of course. If there's racial problems in society, there's racial problems in the military, because the military is a microcosm, my friends, of society. However we address it, and people have learned to depend on each other, it's done more to open up the doors for both, I mean, for people of color. They get promoted on merit. You know, it's not like if you're in Boston and you're not going to get a job not get promoted because you're a person of color. And the military is like that. Plus, your lives depend on those people around you. And guess what? You find out a lot of things, how your lives crisscross and how you all are the same, as opposed to trying to find things that to tear us apart, which I think General Milley has done a horrible job on. Notwithstanding his debacle in Afghanistan, does the fact that he called the head of the Chinese army bother me? No, because I'm sure that he talks to head of the Russian army, head of the French army.
They
I mean, that's his job.
They have general lines of communication.
Yeah, they have these. However, did he say that he would tell them if we're going to launch an attack? That goes over the line for me. You know, you can say, hey, we're stable, don't worry about this. You know what I mean? My gosh, you know, it's a small group of people, blah, blah, blah. But to say, if he said that, don't worry, I'll give you a warning. That, my friends, goes over the line.
A little edgy. Yeah.
The other part, when he gets 12 other general officers in there and have them swear allegiance to him, if that happened, I want to know who the general officers are that swore allegiance to Milley instead of the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's just me. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You don't have to worry about whose allegiance they have. They take care of their customers. Their customers are friends. Jeannie Maxwell started her business in 1993, and she has been continually helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners since then. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and her ad has been rated as one of the very favorite of our listeners. Hi, this is Judy Maxwell.
She's from Texas.
She's from Texas. I mean, what is there not to like about this woman? Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again,
530-244-7199.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, Linda Bott, Trish Clark, and now Randall Hempling. Trish will be back next week, maybe. She's we love having her on. Also, it keeps the wolves at bay when Trish is on, because we totally disagree on some things. I'll look at her, she looks at me. And I love her, though.
Just
like you and I disagree on some things.
Oh,
at least level. Yeah, at certain levels.
Yeah, certain.
There are certain things we agree with.
Yeah,
but then when you get into...
A lot of things you're wrong about. Yeah.
Oh, my whole staff started. You know what? When you walk in the morning, and at 6:15 in the morning, and Jared beats me in here. I watch Jared walking in before me. Because Jared, you know, his job is to come in about quarter till.
I was actually there. I had just moved the car from in the front to the back, so I was already here.
I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. I saw you walking in as I'm coming in, and I thought, what's Jared coming in so early for? And when I saw you, I said, oh, there's got to be trouble. And I'm listening to the station, so it wasn't like we were off the air. And I walk in, Pat's here, Jared's here, Sue's doing the news. When I walk in and my producers and engineers are already here, I just know the day's not going to start out okay.
Yeah,
but they've managed to keep us on the air and fix everything, which is like trying to operate. You know, it's like operating on a person, because you want to keep their heart beating. Well, they've got to keep the electrons moving at the same time, try and fix something. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman. Patrick and his wife were on earlier this week. What a nice guy! He was in the 101st Air Mobile. He was a policeman, decided that was not what he wanted to do. Got into the stock trade, and he was a runner, you know, back in the days when he did that. That was exciting listening to him talking about that. Then he got into law school. His wife is a legal secretary.
I loved how he did it as a Mustang law school. He didn't have a college degree.
No. Yeah. He said, I just wasn't a good student. I didn't care. So he got a GED, ends up getting his law degree. And this is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. This guy's a fighter, in other words. Yeah. And he's going to fight for you. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call at 262-2168 today. And this is for work-related injuries. This isn't, any of the liability. It's workman's comp. The insurance company's got lawyers. Why shouldn't you have a lawyer? And he's a good guy. I like him. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we're talking about a number of things. The Tennessee Republican Representative Mark Green, a veteran, has led the push to prevent the military from discharging service members who refuse the vaccine with any distinction other than honorable via the National Defense Authorization Act. And the Biden administration has said, no, we want to use anything to make sure that commanders have the right to force their people to get the vaccine if they don't want it. Now, to me, if you've got 10 years of honorable service, a couple combat tours, and for whatever reason, that's not a religious reason or a medical reason, you don't want to take the vaccine, if you want to discharge that person, that's fine, because I firmly believe once you go in the military, you've given up your rights, my friends.
Yeah.
You've given up your rights under the Constitution. You know that. You're a former Marine.
We swore an oath.
Swore an oath. You may not agree with it. Well, when you make that decision, then you suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
But if you've served honorably, and this is it, we've got all types of discharges in the military. And one of them's called general under honorable conditions.
Yeah.
So it's not an honorable discharge, but it's a general under honorable conditions. I could see if they wanted to do that. I can, okay, fine. But to give somebody an undesirable discharge, which cuts them off from anything, any of the rights after that.
No VA benefits.
No VA benefits, no loans, nothing like that. Or even taking people and court-martialing them. You know what? I could see it happening. If you get a senior officer that says, I'm not getting vaccinated. And then you find out most of the battalion is not getting vaccinated. Maybe you need to go a little bit higher, but to give somebody a discharge less than honorable if they've given their lives and risked their lives for this country, I totally disagree with.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, once you go into service, you get shots. Remember the big thing on anthrax?
Oh, yeah. Everybody could.
Oh, no. You can't give anthrax shots. Guess what? There was nobody screaming and yelling back then.
You get the shots. You do what you're told.
I didn't even know I had the shots as people listen to the show on a regular basis.
I don't disagree with you on it, particularly somebody has served. But if while they have decided that they do not wish to get this shot, they become insubordinate and they start stirring it among folks. I mean, if it's your personal belief that you don't want to take the shot, okay. You get discharged. Perhaps it's honorable. Hopefully it's honorable. Maybe it's a general discharge. But if you get insubordinate and start stirring up the other troops, now you've kind of crossed the pale as far as I'm concerned. I don't think you have that right.
Well, no, that's
the lobby.
Now you are coaxing other people
to disobey orders. Yeah.
And that's different. Yeah. For the couple of young men I've talked to about this, it's just that this is what they believe. They're not going to do it. But they haven't made up their mind.
Because
the Navy and the Marines have to November 28th to get everybody vaccinated.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of them have been vaccinated because they understand that, hey.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things when I stood up to defend the country. I
guarantee all
rights.
Those guys on the Roosevelt, that aircraft carrier, I guarantee all those guys got vaccinated. The ones were, pretty well shut down the ship because of COVID.
Long as we're talking about types of insubordination, what do you think about that lieutenant colonel who said, look, he says, you hold people responsible and you relieve them for the smallest things. Yet none of our general officers are being held responsible for things like this Afghanistan debacle.
Yeah, I don't disagree with. That's what I said earlier. I said that the failure over there was in the
leadership,
general command.
It was. Yeah, that they acquiesced to this.
Yeah, because they said yes, sir, just to cover their butts.
And it's so funny is that, you know, they make this general officer level. And I've known great general officers.
Sure.
And they've resigned from jobs after they got out, and they had not changed what they believed in, but they resigned from jobs after when they could not work there. But to acquiesce and go along on this, and then later they get these big jobs.
Yeah, but defense contractors.
Yeah, you know what? That totally sucks. Yeah. I'm really disappointed in Milley and what he's done on this. I mean, obviously the guy, well, he knows how to work his way politically up to that point.
Well, he worked in both. He worked in the last two administrations.
Yeah. We're here with Randall Hempling. We're going to, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about vaccinations, the idea of vaccine, of having to show your vaccine card when you go to different places, when it seems to be more and more, depending on where you live. And what's happening around here, because you're tuned in to what's happening at the hospitals around here.
Somewhat. It's not my job anymore, and I've tried to be a good ex-CEO, and then I don't stick my nose in.
Yeah.
But I am involved in healthcare because of partnership health plan and other things.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Radiant Electric Utilities got a lot of information. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofradiant.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates. And not only that, they're encouraging people to harden your house from fire. Get rid of those branches that are closer than 5 feet from the ground. If you're living out in the suburbs out there where there's nothing around you except the green belt, make sure that your area is clear and that you've got you have standoff space. And for all those who unfortunately were back into evacuation warnings, get all your stuff ready. If you've got large animals, if you've got horses or something like that you need to move, might be a good idea just to move them right now. There's plenty of places around here, Reading Rodeo Grounds and several other places that can take horses. Or if you have people that are ill or elderly that may not be able to jump out right away and get out right away, you may want to start moving people early. Reading Electric Utility, 8:31 in the morning, 73 degrees, and we'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Good morning. I'm not on. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. What happened?
Actually, you were on air and the music was on air. I just we couldn't hear it because the board was on audition.
Oh, the board was on audition.
But it was going through.
Well, I am so glad I didn't use a expletive there to say, what the is going on now? Okay, we're back. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. This is not an assisted living facility. This is a cool place. This is great accommodations, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it, pet friendly, and just really nice people there. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. It's a cool place if you go. It's right next to the VA clinic.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things about this that make it a great place. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. I'm with Randall Hempling, and Dan's on the line. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm living a dream. Dan, what about you?
Hey, I just wanted to make a point about what you guys were talking about a minute ago about, you know, less than honorable discharging. You know, I have two girls in the Marine Corps right now that are facing...
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, and they're facing being kicked, thrown out over this, and they know what they signed up for.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't sign up for an experimental vaccine, and they don't want it. They're young ladies, and they just don't want it. And one of my daughters went to a briefing just yesterday for the unvaxxed, and she was blown away by how many other people above her, officers, that are not taking it. So what's going to happen? You know, this is all about readiness. Having everybody's, you know, being ready to go to war. What's going to happen when half the people are gone? Half of them have quit. There's only 20 people have died in the military from this whole beginning. You know, fit soldiers, you know, they're not dying from this.
No, I understand that. Dan, that's a real good question. And then, from the statistics I just saw, and I'm not sure they're right because, you know, people make statistics any way they want it, but something like 88% of all the military has had at least one shot, and most of them have had two. And it's first of all, thank you very much, and thank your daughter's service to our beloved Corps.
Great. I need to add something in there. You said, Dan, and I hear it all the time, and I wish people would stop saying it. It is not an experimental vaccine. I was in the experiment. I was one of the guinea pigs. There have been 400 million people get it now, and it's proven out to be very efficacious. So it's no longer experimental.
Yeah.
The use of that word is pejorative. It's done strictly to raise levels of fear. And then when you say, well, half the military will leave, no, they won't. That's hyperbole.
No.
So
no,
yeah, let's
I
be a little more realistic.
I'm not saying half of them will leave, but they're going to lose a lot. and they're going to lose everything they've all worked for. My daughters have been, they've served well.
I'm sure they have.
And they should not have, they should not get a discharge that's less than honorable.
And they need to make a choice for their own personal reasons of to stay in or stay out. And if they believe that a career in the service, particularly the Marine Corps, is of greater value than them being out finding a job, then they should make that choice. God love them.
But here's the, but I agree with you on this. If they've had honorable service, and I'm from the old Corps. I never questioned about getting a vaccine. I would have gotten this vaccine if I was still on active duty. But I understand, because of political reasons, that the way this thing has been portrayed, for whatever reason for that, and the reasons behind it. What I'm saying is, and I don't know if you were in the service, Dan, but when you sign up, you give up rights. You give up rights. Yeah. You're out there protecting the Constitution, yet I don't have free speech. In the Marine Corps, I don't have the ability to say, well, I'm going to do this but not that, because that totally breaks down good order and discipline. And if you're willing to say, okay, I feel this strongly about it, I'm not going to take the vaccine, well, then they're probably going to be discharged. However, if their service has been honorable to that point, they should still get an honorable discharge.
I don't have a disagreement with that.
Yeah. It's just that.
Yeah, well, just don't know. Nobody knows.
I had an officer.
What they actually do.
Yeah. Well, I hope they make the decision that, they're young and they're healthy, that they make the right decision, because obviously, I hope that they enjoy what they're doing and they feel like they're making a difference. And that, okay, we get orders in the military and, I mean, some of them are, instantaneous life or death decisions. I'm not talking about vaccines. I'm talking about in combat. These are instantaneous decisions to do something that is life or death. I don't need people in there saying, well, I'm not sure about that. I want them to trust me as their officer or my staff NCOs and my NCOs, that when we make these decisions that, okay, they're thinking about, this is our mission, they're thinking about me, but we have a mission to do.
And we have a volunteer military.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, back in the 60s, we did not have a volunteer military, and you could probably expect more of this back then, where people would challenge a decision like this, or get vaccinated, or take a hill, or do something else, and a lot of that did occur. Yeah. But with this being a total volunteer military, that's the choice you make when you go in.
But the top percentage of young people joining, I mean, this is a top percentage.
Yeah, these are quality people.
These are really quality people. So I would urge you to say when you talk to them, is to say, this is, you can get out, and you should get out with an honorable discharge. It may be general under honorable conditions, but still an honorable discharge.
Well, that's what we're hoping. One just re-enlisted right before all this happened. So,
see, obviously, she
obviously loves the Corps.
She loves the Corps, and it's easy to do that. But I hate to see good people leave because of something.
I question a lot of them, though.
Yeah,
you're going to see a lot.
Well,
I
brought it up on this other young man. Here he is. He just went through a very, very specialized school, and he's obviously a very bright person. And can the Navy afford to lose him? Can the Marine Corps afford to lose 10% of their people? I don't know. They've had 88% get, on an average for everybody, 85 to 88% have been vaccinated. Can we lose 10% of our military due to a vaccination thing?
Well,
I don't know. So you're absolutely right.
I guarantee you next week's boot camp is full.
Yeah, one last thing,
sure.
And I'll let you guys go, but about the safety, the efficacy of the vaccine, I just want to remind you about anthrax and also as far as experimental, we can't call this safe because it's been out for a year. I'm sorry. We just can't do that. But I'll let you guys go. You guys have a good day.
What about anthrax? I took anthrax shots, and I didn't.
Yeah, well,
I didn't even know I took them.
A lot of people have.
I know it was shot A and B. I didn't know I had had them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Dan. Right, I understand, and I understand where you're coming from. You're really concerned.
Yeah,
about this because they're your daughters, and in this, and God, I hope it turns out right.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, for them too. for whatever they do. Okay. But I will, you know what, I don't march. I would be in a march for that.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody served honorably, and a lot of them are going to have combat tours, and they just say, I'm not going to take this for whatever reason, and they can't get a, waiver, then, and if they want to give them an undesirable discharge, then you know what? It's time for a change, a big change.
That, yeah, that's
in our government.
That legislatively, they could deal with that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And should.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you, speaking of medical, is Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Now, when we talk about highest rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they do this by stars. Is this right?
Yeah, they do it by medical records, actual medical records, not public opinion.
Right. And so they've received 4 out of 5 stars in areas such as heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, and lack of surgical complications.
And 3 stars is good. 3 stars is what you would expect normally.
Okay.
In a good hospital, 3 stars is good.
And they're in 4 stars.
They're 4.
So yeah. That tells you the kind of work and the kind of people they have at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Seems like yesterday. It was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group,
Their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Thursday, the 23rd of September, 8:49 in the morning, 73 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. Air quality index is about 14, which is good. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, the only place I've ever had my hair cut in Redding, so I can say truthfully, it's the best place I've ever gotten my hair cut in Reading. But I've gotten my hair cut worldwide, and it's still the best place. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments only, 244-9478. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we've been discussing vaccinations. And, you know, and Dan called about his two daughters who are in the Marine Corps. One just reenlisted, and they're having they're having problems with the idea of taking the vaccination and what could happen. And that's a decision. You know what? They're Marines or soldiers or sailors or airmen. That's a decision you've got to make. But what kind of impact is that going to have on your life? Don't think about right now. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I heard something a few minutes ago, very disturbing. Your guest said that the vaccine is not experimental. Very dangerous. We're still in the trial period for these vaccines until January of 2023. That is on the website, CDC. So when we're in a trial period still, we're not even finished with the study period yet, which takes 5 to 7 years for a new gene therapy vaccine, brand new, very, very dangerous to be giving out misinformation like that. We are absolutely being given an experimental vaccine until the study period is over, which takes years. So please don't give out misinformation like that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, you're very welcome, but it has been approved fully by the CDC. It's no longer considered experimental.
So, okay.
They are enhancing. Now wait a minute. They are doing children now experimentally. They're in the experimental cycle for young children to see if they could.
What
get
about pregnant women?
They've done some of that. There are aspects that they are doing, but for the general population, it is no longer experimental. It is fully approved.
Okay, and thus lies our problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If everybody decides what their information is.
They look at, you look at, says this, and it's still being, still being looked at till 2020.
It's always going to be looked at.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's always going to be looked at.
What about
that doesn't mean it's experimental.
What about the idea that people's lives are changing, of course, and they've changed since COVID. But having to show a vaccination proof before you go into, now it's the Cascade, and you were just down in San Francisco.
I was in San Francisco.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and in San Francisco to visit my wife. And I'm going to shout out to my wife.
Oh, yeah,
Barbara's still in the hospital.
Hopefully you're watching right now.
Yeah, she's still in the hospital down there. Has been for, oh, my goodness, a month now. She'll
just
get
all
out
for good things.
She's going to get out.
This is not like a disease. This
but
is
when
a,
you go to the hospital there, you have to show your vaccination card to get in. And they only allow one guest, a pre-approved guest, in the hospital.
I understand going into a hospital, but to go into a restaurant, they have some linguine.
Yeah. You had to show a vaccination card to go inside and eat. They had outside that you could eat without a vaccination card. People wore masks in all indoor situations and many outdoor. I mean, just so people put them on, left them on because, you know, taking them off if you're going in and out of stores, they just left them on. And no one was complaining. And the hospital, which I love, the hospital was not overrun by COVID. The emergency rooms were fully capable of handling anything. And the reason was 81% of the people in San Francisco are vaccinated. Period. That's the reason. And they social distance. They don't mind wearing a mask. They just do it. And they're not sheep. They're just doing what they believe is correct to take care of each other.
And I can understand that, but I go back into there's rules for them and rules for us. When the mayor of San Francisco, who's the one that promulgated this whole thing about vaccine cards.
Oh, she did that karaoke thing the other day?
Well, no, she goes to parties, and she doesn't wear a mask, like she says everybody should. So when people see this, like Governor Newsom shutting down the restaurants and going to French Laundry, it was because of that one thing he did that punched the numbers up enough to have him recall. Recall election. Because people think, well, my gosh, I mean, you guys are ones making the rules, and yet you're not living by them.
Well, but
the celebrities who are so, oh, my God, you've got to do this, you've got to mask, you've got blah, blah, blah. And yet they put 1,000 of them into the Emmys, and this was what, and this is in a perfect example. Here they come in there not having to wear their mask, and all the hoi polloi, all the commoners had to wear masks and serve them.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just...
Well, it wasn't,
that is such
it
bad.
Wasn't that way when I was in San Francisco 2 weeks ago. In the restaurants, when you were inside, you didn't have to wear a mask because everybody inside was vaccinated, including the help. They didn't wear masks.
You hope they were.
Well, they were required to be vaccinated. At some point, you have to trust
them. Did you see their vax card?
No, and I didn't. And, you know, I'm not going to bully them like you said you were going to and demand to see
them. I did not. I just said, well, if you're going to see mine, why can't I see yours?
Yeah.
You know? Show me mine, I'll show you yours.
Yeah. No, it everything worked fine. And I'm going to the Cascade Saturday night, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know how many people showed up.
Okay.
And I think we have to wear masks when we're inside the Cascade. It's not open.
That's also too.
And the Cascade is a big building, but it's fairly enclosed.
Are they going to separate the people, though?
No, we're going to sit.
As long as you're wearing the mask. Right.
Yeah, we have ticketed seats, so we're going to go.
Betty, good morning.
Taking a buddy of mine.
Thanks for waiting. Betty.
Yeah. Oh, yes, thank you. I didn't catch the name of the man that's
Randall
talking with you.
Randall Hemplin.
Okay.
Yeah, Randall.
All right, Randall. I heard you say to that man, Dan, he said something about the vaccine was an experimental vaccine. And I heard you say that, no, that's not true because you've been like you said, you were a guinea pig for 5 years. How could you
No, I was in the Pfizer study. I was in the first group, the 40,000 people internationally that took the test at risk, that volunteered to be the guinea pigs, and I was one of the guinea pigs for it.
But
and
I
at
thought
that time
said
it was
you've been doing that for 5 years.
No,
he did not.
I did not.
I think there was. I think somebody. He didn't say it was 5 years. I know when he got it because he told me last year.
Richard mentioned that.
Richard said that it has to go for another 5 years until it's not experimental, and that's just not the case.
I didn't hear Richard. I just thought you said testing a guinea pig for 5 years.
No, that's what I thought I heard you say. I've been a guinea pig for other things too, but this one I felt was pretty important.
But you've only been a guinea pig for a year then.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they only had a
yeah, but 400 million people are now full guinea pigs.
Okay, so and nobody could be a guinea pig more than a year.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they've proven it. Now, keep in mind, they've been developing this vaccine for 20 years. The mRNA
system. Why would
they
develop a vaccine for some COVID-19 that hadn't even been...
Because they developed the base. They've developed the mRNA science. And they were looking for the right thing to apply it to, and this came up perfectly.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vaccine came before the virus. Okay,
the technology came before the virus, not the vaccine, the technology.
Okay.
On how to build it.
It sounds kind of like the vaccine was before, 20 years before the virus came.
And so what would be your point of saying that or wanting to believe
Why
that?
Why in the world, my point is they had to have the virus. In order for you and everyone else to take the vaccine.
That's true, but they could have the technology to develop the vaccine long in advance.
Yeah. And so this is a good experiment.
It was a perfect opportunity to use the science that they had developed,
Thanks, Betty. We got to run. We've run out of time.
Okay.
We've run out of time. Hey, by the way, we just got a call that the Fawn Fire is up to 150 acres, and it's running fast. Some I just wrote in here that it's a fast-moving, wind-driven fire and headed south. Now, that's just off the chat room. I don't know if that's true, but
It's up to 150 acres. It was 5% contained earlier today. And if you look outside, you can see the smoke.
Yeah,
it's in the air.
It looks pretty ominous out there.
It does. So everybody, tomorrow, which is Friday, we're going to have with us Dan Knott of K2 and Shannon Phillips of the McConnell Foundation, and we're going to talk to them about
the
unsolicited proposal to buy the land down there around the Civic Auditorium and what their plan is for this. One of the things that you wrote, Randall, which
I wrote him a note,
is that this is not something that needs to drag out over 2 years.
No, they can make a decision to move forward with some planning processes. And I disagreed a little bit with Mr. DeQuisto yesterday, who did a great job,
mm-hmm.
when him saying, well, we need to let the public decide and all this. No, no, this is a decision for the city council after the public has full input.
Right.
It's not something that you throw out there and have, let's just have a vote on it. And even you said, well, it doesn't cost that much. It costs a fortune to have these elections.
If you add it on to a regular election.
No, I'm not talking about the cost of the election. I'm talking about the cost of fighting it, because I was involved in fighting it to get the Sheraton built against a group of people. And you were involved in that too. And it cost us over $500,000 to fight that illogic thing.
I see. Just
for the people who are doing it.
To put it on the ballot.
Because the negative people have people, you know, from back east that will send them a boatload of money just to jerk us around.
Not all the time. Well, we can talk about that.
Yeah, that's a different subject.
But we've run out of time.
Good.
Okay, so tomorrow, like I said, K2 and McConnell Foundation.